The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anytime you eliminate any type of macronutrient group, so the macronutrients are protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And anytime you're going to eliminate one of those completely, your body will see change. So if you eliminate carbs completely, carbs take up more space in your body. Like, you'll likely see a shrinkage in your body. You'll also potentially see better energy because you're having protein and fat. There's also no fiber, and some people's bodies work really well with fiber. Third time that we've recorded this episode, and the third time we've hit play, record, it's just the truth. And that's just where we're at today. We're going to get it right this time. Welcome to this week's episode of Hotter Than Health. We've got a solo Q&A today, and we're going to be talking all things supplements that you can ingest and mix into your coffee and how they can affect your skin. Some specifics. We talk about effortless versus hard, intense movements. We talk about minerals and cycle syncing and a couple other topics that you all wrote in. I asked on Instagram last night, what have you been gravitating towards? What wellness practices or supplements have you been adding into your lifestyle that you've noticed a benefit from? I also really wanted to take the pulse on what you all have been up to. What has this community been interested in? Because, of course, I can see, you know, what types of people and what types of accounts are reposting the Hotter Than Health content. But it's really nice to know verbally from y'all what are you interested in? And we're all in different stages. I know that a lot of us are primarily female and going through different things in life. Some people who wrote in are single, some have children, some are divorced, some are trying to get pregnant. Other people are just living their best single lives. Whatever you're doing, there's pertinent information in here that will be valuable, whichever stage of your life you're in. I'm really excited. I also wanted to give a quick shout out to Plant-Based Emily. She is a London-based podcast, and I just appreciated her shout out on social media. She was really sweet about it. She has posted about the podcast before and then has continued to do so. So Plant-Based Emily, thank you so much for posting. If you haven't, take a screenshot of listening to this podcast right now, and you can put it on your story, and so cool. You can win a shout out. And of course, if you do leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and then screenshot it, send it to me. I will on Instagram at Hotter Than Health Podcast or Eliza G_Wellness. I'll send you a Hotter Than Health tote bag. They are super sick. Haven't posted about them in a while, but maybe I will. Happy to send you one over. I just appreciate all of the support. Leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, and let's dive in. I asked last night what had been resonating with you all, and the first thing that came up was ARMRA. Someone mentioned ARMRA in my greens juice every morning. Skin results are fire. And I wanted to do, the goal of this episode is not to just give plugs and not to go deep into different brands or anything like that. But I'm going to pull this up right now. ARMRA is a colostrum supplement. And I actually had a personal training client a couple of years ago mention this and say, hey, you should get them on the podcast. And then I guess they were really ahead of their time. So I don't know how you pronounce this name, but ARMRA, it's a colostrum brand. And if you don't know colostrum, and what colostrum is, it's the first form of breast milk that's released by the mammary gland after giving birth. And the reason it's actually called, I want to say it's called liquid gold or something like that. I don't know if I'm quoting Harry Potter or if, no, I think that's what it's called. But it's called liquid gold because it contains so much dense nutrients from the woman's body. And it's like the first thing that the baby usually consumes once it's out in the real world, like it's earthside. And it's super nutrient dense. It's high in antibodies, high in antioxidants, and it's there to really build the baby's immune system. I don't know exactly how long, maybe a couple of days before and after the baby is born, it starts coming out of whatever type of udder you have, whether you're a female or you're a cow or you're whatever you are. It's a thicker and more yellow type of texture than regular breast milk that looks just like regular milk. Now, the reason why this has become such a hot topic over the past few, I guess the past few years, is there has been so much research on the benefits of consuming colostrum throughout your life. And when you find a substance that has so much dense nutrients in it, of course, you're going to want to build that up. It is said to rebuild immune barriers, restore your microbiome, empower your body. And truly, it has a lot of transformational benefits. My take on it is this. I'll be honest. I mean, if this brand, it's a beautiful brand. If they wanted to send me some, I'm sure I would take it. Absolutely. And I might even love it. I might love it. Who knows? Here's what I will say. It goes back to truly how this is also made. And I don't know much about how this brand is collecting their colostrum. Do I think that just because they have a nice, beautiful brand and they charge what they charge, do I think that they are, and this is like a type of, you get it in a tub and you put it, you can get it flavored, you can put it in water, you can put it in your coffee, wherever it is. I'm not against it. Y'all try whatever you want to try. And I truly believe that the benefits are likely there. People are really, really, you know, investing in their health and they want to try this, I think go for it. I can't imagine there is a really healthy, clean process to collecting colostrum from, I'm assuming they're using bovine. I'm assuming they're using cow as opposed, they're not in hospitals saying, hey, new moms, you mind letting me get a squirt of that? They're not doing that, but it's a superfood. It's meant to strengthen your body's barriers and help against inflammation and fight against everyday toxins and pollutants. And that's great. If you want to optimize your cellular health and all that good stuff, I more so just think, do I want to be consuming something that I don't know enough about their process? That's my whole thing. Would I try this? Yes. Do I think that it likely has great results? Yes. I think that if there's something that you should be feeding a newborn right out of the, I mean, when they come earthside, I'm sure that it has some benefits. But I'm also the kind of woman who had my friend Sam make us breast milk lattes when she is breastfeeding. Like, I do believe that there is such power in the human body to, I mean, it creates life. And it gives life and it nurtures life just through breastfeeding. And whether or not you're breastfeeding your child, that's totally your business. You do your thing. But I mean, it's historically how it's been done. All of this to say, I think go for it. Colostrum, if you can find a high quality brand, I believe that this is probably one of the higher quality brands out there. If they're going to invest in all of the testing and all of the science, then likely they're going to be able to back the benefits. Do I want to spend $100 on this product? I don't. Would I use it if they sent it to me? I would. But I would still, before I invest too much time and energy into it, I really wanted to figure out how they were. I don't really know how much they're. I don't like thinking that they're just using a bunch of these like beautiful cows and keeping them in not great areas and just keeping cows pregnant when they don't need to be pregnant all their whole lives to keep producing colostrum. Like, cows don't need to be pregnant all the time. And that's what a lot of dairy cows happens to a lot of dairy cows. That's what happens to a lot of female cows who are held in extreme captivity, not in great conditions, and they're just like inseminated, pregnant all the time, and they just live their life pregnant. And if that's the process, then I'm not down for it. I'm still down for more humane processes. And that is, I'm not saying that's what they do. However, I would like to learn more, because if that was the case, no gracias. Oh, what a fabulous segue. These are, wow. Let's just pause for a moment. When I got the question about the colostrum going into the green juice in the morning, it reminded me, okay, since I began taking the Organifi green juice powder almost 3 years ago, since I started taking it, I have not gone more than maybe 5 days. And that was when I was in Bali, probably, like earlier this year. That was the longest I think I'd ever gone, but I was still having other green juices while I was there. I just didn't pack enough because I didn't have any more travel packs. I have not gone more than 5 days without consuming the greens juice before coffee in the morning. And when I tell you, it was as though, I mean, it was Christmas morning when I opened up this Organifi package today. I had the vanilla protein that I had been wanting because I had been using the chocolate protein. I thought, let's mix it up. I got the vanilla protein. So excited. And then I got my fresh bag of Organifi greens powder. There is just nothing better. My conference calls in the morning, like your morning regularity, they just haven't been as great since I haven't been taking the greens juice, waiting on my next fix. I did not realize how... Like, it's a problem. It's now a problem. I didn't realize it was a problem until I was itching for it. And if you need and want something to re-energize your morning routines, you cannot go wrong with the greens juice. And I know everyone's like, okay, like maybe this is the time that you pull the trigger and you get the greens juice and you get the green apple and you say, okay, there's something to this. Maybe you're on to that. And then maybe you're like, okay, but what's the next level? Maybe then you get the reds juice or you get the turmeric gold because you want to have some kind of sweet, beautiful, healthy, non or anti-inflammatory treat before bed, but you don't want a bunch of processed sugar. Those are your steps. Organifi.com/HTH will give you 20% off of all of your products. I cannot recommend the greens enough. I have been absolutely addicted to it, and I wish that it was a better situation for me, but I'm too far in. I'm too deep, guys. Like, pray for me. I'm too deep. If I go too long without the greens, I just kind of lose it a little bit. You can check it out and get 20% off and elevate your morning routine with Organifi.com/HTH. You can click on the link in the show notes and that will take you there as well. You will not regret it. When it comes to, we were just having a conversation about cows and milk. All fabulous. If you haven't already gone back to listen to the milk episode, it's a very milky episode, and we talk all about the different types of nut milk. We talk about almond milk, like, why are people consuming different types of milk? Why it does seem like we're moving back towards a more one ingredient whole milk, more nutrient dense, but from a high quality, organic, non-processed, no chemicals. It looks like we're moving more towards that direction. If you have not gone and listened to that episode, because someone did ask a question about raw milk. They've been gravitating towards raw milk more. I think you can all just to say thank you to Brittany Carden for plugging that all into our lives. And if you have not gone back already, I highly recommend you go back and listen to the milk episode. It was either last week or the week before. And it was one of my favorite episodes to record as a solo episode. There was so much information. And if you want to learn more about the benefits of raw milk and what it can do for your gut, what it can do for your brain, your nourishment, protein, highly recommend. The next topic that someone brought up was balancing minerals. I'm not the number one person to ask about the science behind minerals. However, I do have a couple of episodes with Dr. Daryl Joffrey. Joffrey, hello. Game of Thrones. With Dr. Daryl, and he is the mastermind behind Get Off Your Acid. That brand, I'm obsessed. We need to get him back on the podcast because he is a wealth of knowledge and he is the master of balancing hormones. He does have a plant-based, plant-dominant approach. And I love that. And it's more just a matter of understanding that you don't have to eat exactly like him to still benefit from the minerals. And I think that if you're not in the, maybe if you're on a budget, then you're still, and you're not ready to, you know, some of these supplements are really expensive. Some of the supplements are $60, $100. We were just looking at the one earlier and it was, you know, $115 for a bottle. And it's really tough to say, oh yeah, I'm going to just try this product. And it ends up being maybe you don't love it or you just try it that one time and it's not something you want. Because I think the whole reason we always get a product is because we want it to now be a part of our life. Like, we want to adopt this. And unless we get it on a subscription, which I don't know about you, I don't necessarily want a $60 per month subscription to something that I'm not positive I'm going to use, or I don't really understand if I'm getting benefits. But if you are interested in more minerals and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg quite yet, what you can do, and we've spoken about this hundred of different times on the podcast, you can always add a bit of pink Himalayan sea salt to your water. I used to actually do a little bit of cream of tartar. It's a little white powder. But again, if you have heart issues or if you have a history of heart issues, blood pressure, this is not medical advice, but there is a lot of potassium, there's sodium, chloride, magnesium. If you do a crack of pink Himalayan sea salt in your water in the morning, maybe you do some lemon in there or some type of fruit that you enjoy, it does give you a baseline of minerals and electrolytes. If you not the full electrolyte profile maybe, but if you are going to the gym just sipping on water, one, you're likely going to have to pee every 10 minutes at the gym. If you're going hard and you just want to chug water, yeah, maybe you'll want some glucose and some electrolytes, but you may not want to go and spend $40 on a bag of, you know, beautiful brand name electrolytes that taste really good, but are super salty. Love them, but I don't want to, again, spend $50 a month on electrolytes. Like, we don't have time for that. Rent is up, baby. With that, you can always do a crack of sea salt in your water, and that can help to add natural minerals into your diet. And if you already have a really high sodium diet, consider reducing the amount of regular deionized table salt you use and switch to like a high quality Celtic salt, and do it not while you're cooking, but on top of your serving. If you reduce the actual sodium that you use while you are cooking, I truly believe that using it per serving, and you do like a pinch of really yummy thick sea salt on your food, I believe that that's a better way to do it. I feel like it's more French, and you can then use more herbs. And this is a tangent. I don't need to go down here. This one's interesting because they asked about cycle syncing. Cycle syncing, again, is syncing your menstrual cycle to your workouts and your food and to your day-to-day life. And it only says cycle syncing. Maybe that was meant in different context, but maybe this is just more a matter of that's what they're leaning towards. We did do a whole episode on birth control, and I am not in one camp to tell anyone how to live their life. Like, I have a ton of friends who do natural. I have a ton of friends who are on birth control. I have done both myself. Like, I'm not here to preach. I am simply here to express my opinion, what resources I have used in the past, and what has worked for me. When it comes to when it comes to syncing your cycle, the best thing to really do is, okay, if you don't want to get pregnant, then yes, be super safe. And if you, while you're figuring out your cycle and your period is super irregular, it may not be enough just to pull out. Look, I'm not here to say anything, but I have so many friends who got pregnant and they're so happy. I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm just saying it was unexpected. And if you want to be more careful, yes, use protection. Maybe you think condoms suck. I'm sorry. This is just what do you think that that's like surprising for me to say? I would say consider really, really getting to know your body, observing what types of symptoms you, if you're getting on birth control, consider what type of symptoms you have, not just physically, but emotionally as well. Do you notice that you're more sensitive? Do you notice that you are more confident? Are you noticing a change in your ability to take a joke? If you feel like you can't really take a joke, or you're feeling extra anxious a little while after getting on birth control, and that might not be a familiar feeling to you, I highly recommend, you know, neutralizing your and regulating your nervous system when you can, avoiding stimulants so that you can really see, hey, this is not something that I'm causing myself. This is from birth control. On the other side of that, if you're getting off of birth control, maybe you're trying to get pregnant, or maybe you are just wanting to get off of it for the first time. Maybe you've been on it for 15 or so years and you just want to give your body a break. It's a time to really acknowledge, oh, maybe X symptom that I used to have is due to birth control because I no longer feel it. I would consider getting a little food journal, a little log that you could write in. I'd use the Premom app before. It's a app that people use to get pregnant, but you can use it just as easily to not get pregnant, so you really know your fertile days. I did ovulation strips. I would pee on those to make sure those were days that were extra, extra safe. And I mean, there's no perfect way to do it, truly, but knowing your body and knowing when things are different, is it because of birth control? Is it a natural thing? Like giving your body a second to process what's happening and give it some grace, because it might take a little bit of time. Maybe your skin will freak out. Give your body some grace. Give yourself some grace. Oh, there's one more. Okay, we'll do two more ones really quick. Someone mentioned that they had been really interested in the carnivore diet, which is so funny because this did start as a plant-based diet and then more plant-dominant and then slowly switched into animal proteins. I don't think I could give you guys much on the carnivore diet. I know that it is there's a spectrum. Some people are essentially all meat or a certain type of meat. And I know some people are more like keto carnivore, and then they'll do eggs as well and dairy. And I really don't know. I think that a lot of people don't realize that anytime you eliminate any type of macronutrient group, so the macronutrients are protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And anytime you're going to eliminate one of those completely, your body will see change. So if you eliminate carbs completely, carbs take up more space in your body. Like, you'll likely see a shrinkage in your body. You'll also potentially see better energy because you're having protein and fat. There's also no fiber. And some people's bodies work really well with fiber. I have a ton of friends who have tried going like whole food plant-based and they were super clean and doing it all in the book, like by the book. And then immediately they noticed extreme weight gain, and it took them like 6 months to figure out, and they still couldn't get the weight off. And then there are people who eat only carbohydrates and their body does really well with that. And I think we all have to understand that what works for one person may not work for the other. And that goes for a carnivore diet. That goes for, like, I also know that there's a lot of people who have really severe health issues who need a drastic type of lifestyle of only eating red meat, only eating no carbs. And if that works for you, great. I always think that no matter what, we need to be open to understanding that not everyone is going to agree with what we do. And you have to just be your own advocate. If something feels really good to you, then enjoy it. Have the steak for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. I don't care. Do it in a way that's, you know, humane, I think. But, and there's also going to be some vegans who are super pissed off about that. And none are right, none are wrong. But if we can't have a conversation about it, then that's why the world is going to shit. So I've never spelled out a cuss word. Anywho, here we go. The next and final topic that was brought up was, and this is again, someone mentioning this is what they had been interested in recently, changing their thoughts and language around exercise and movement. For example, how can I move with ease and effortlessly versus how hard can I go? I like this because this is something that, and I know most people who are listening to this are women and can likely relate to. I've met a lot of women who have done one type of workout their whole life. Maybe it's CrossFit or some type of more intense weight training or lifting style, and they're very passionate about it, and I think that's amazing. I do think, though, that as we evolve as humans and creatures and our lifestyle adjusts, we find pockets in our life that need some altering. That might be exercise 2 days a week. Let me start this over because I think I'm getting a little lost. I am someone who this morning in the gym, I went in, sat in the sauna for 5 minutes to warm my body up. Then it's an awesome gym. I'm obsessed with it. Go to the Dowd if you live in Charlotte. And sat in the sauna for 5 minutes. And then I went downstairs and hit a really awesome leg day heavier than I've gone in a little while. Felt really great. Nothing crazy, but I just felt like I had the energy and like, oh, okay, I can push myself here. There are also some days where I'll go in and do the exact same workout with a third of the weight or a fourth of the weight because that same weight feels like a metric ton. I think that going in and knowing that it doesn't have to be as drastic as, okay, I only do yoga or Pilates, and then other days of the week I sprint and I do only weight training and heavy weights and snatches and barbell stuff. I don't think it needs to necessarily be that drastic, but sometimes in order to find your piece and what works for you, the pendulum does have to swing both ways. I've definitely been there. Some weeks I'll just say, I really want to do mat Pilates. And if someone tries to tell me anything, like I'm sensitive, super in my feminine that week, and I don't want to be told what to do. I just want to walk and I want to feel light and feathery. And I want to go inward. And then other times I feel like going into the gym, I feel like rocking it out. I'll have good music on and I feel like sweating and I can move and I can lift. And I'll see my man across the gym and I get excited and I'm like, dang, he's really strong. And maybe he's watching me for a second. I'm like, okay, a couple more reps. Some days it's going to be like that. And I also know that some days I'll go into the gym thinking it's going to be one thing. And then instead of getting disappointed in myself, I'll go lighter. Like, I care if I'm up in a massive weight room, all these macho gorillas are running around with tons of weight, and I have, you know, a 15 pound dumbbell and I'm good with that. I do not care. I don't need any weight. I'll do body weight that day. That's fine. I'll do push-ups on my knees in front of everybody. I don't need it. I don't care what people think. It doesn't need to be all one or all the other. I think that showing up for yourself and having that kind of movement and doing what is actually fun to you and rephrasing it like, hey, I have to work out today, or, ooh, I wonder what I'm going to do today. Maybe you go into the gym and you just see, again, I'm going to try and not tangent here because I've been working on that. The pendulum can swing, and if I would challenge yourself to recognize where you are in that pendulum swing. Are you someone who has in the past been really rigid and dogmatic about your workouts? And then you're also that kind of person who, if you fall off for a whole month or a whole 6 months, you're like, oh, And then the longer you wait, the harder it is to get back into it. Figure out a way to make it fun, or just show up. Show up and put zero pressure on yourself. And if you're in Charlotte, come work out with me. I was literally just talking about this. I need a workout buddy. I'm ready for one of my girlfriends. She had knee surgery, and as soon as she's back, I'm telling you, we are getting it. We are getting it. Those are just a few questions that had come up and topics that had come up, and I wanted to check in and see how what are y'all interested in? Like, what's the hot gossip? What are the girls listening to these days? That's all I wanted. And that's really all I got. And I appreciate it. If you are listening to this, please head over to Apple, leave us 5 stars, take a screenshot, tag us on social media. I will repost. It means the world. Y'all are the best. Make sure you check out the links in the show notes for some sweet discounts. And I will talk to you all next Thursday. We'll be right back.